Having dealt another powerful blow to the lawless elements, Red Rider, America's famous fighting cowboy, and his pal Little Beaver are returning to the peace of Painted Valley. They've been riding all day, and now it's sundown. They're galloping through a narrow canyon when...
Oh, that old bunkhouse is sure going to look good to me tomorrow night, Little Beaver. I've had enough fighting and trouble to last me for a long time.
We go home to sleep like possum. One whole day, Red Rider.
Well, seems like we're going to have visitors. I don't mind telling you, I don't like their looks.
Maybe better ride them out of here fast, huh?
No, we wouldn't stand a chance with our horses so dog tired. Oh, we'd better wait and find out why they're so hot on our trail.
Hey, wait a minute, Rider. We got some mighty important business to transact with you.
Oh, howdy, Sheriff. What seems to be bothering you?
You, mostly, Rider.
Well, what in thunderation do you want with me, Sheriff?
You'll find out soon enough. Is that the man, Starrett?
Yep, that's him, all right. I'd know him anywhere.
Now, wait a minute, Sheriff. Do you mind dealing me a hand in this game?
I'll deal you a hand, but they all look like deuces from where I sit. And speaking of hands, keep yours away from your holsters if you don't want to run into more grief.
Now, I've got no reason for mixing with the law, Sheriff, so go ahead and let's hear what this is all about.
Ryder, this is Mr. Stard, the new president of the bank in Greasewood. Go on, Stard, tell your story.
Yeah, sure, Sheriff. Yep, he's the feller I seen running out of the bank just after our cashier was shot.
What? Stard, you're a two-faced liar, and I'll ram those words down your throat if you don't take them back.
Now, cool down, Ryder. As a matter of fact, there ain't nothing else for you to do, unless you're loco enough to want to end up right here, ventilated.
Well, I reckon my judgment's not that bad with all the cards stacked against me.
We're taking you back to Greasewood for trial, Ryder. So let's go.
Oh, I'd stand a mighty slim chance of getting a fair trial with this mealy-mouthed buzzard testifying against me. Now, Sheriff, if I robbed the bank, what do you suppose happened to the loot?
He must have cashed it somewhere along the trail, Sheriff. I seen him run out of the bank with his saddlebags over his shoulder, and they look pretty heavy.
That's another blasted lie, Sard. And I'm not going to waste my breath denying it. All right, get ready, Little Beaver. We're pulling out of here.
We got an idea, Red Rider.
All right, get him up, boys. And keep him high until we're out of sight. The first one of you Jaspers who tries to stop us is going to get a taste of lead. All right, Little Beaver. Get going, Pop.
I'll be a compound fool, Rider. You'll never get out of this canyon alive.
All right, Sheriff. You've got us corralled, I guess.
Plenty bad luck this time. You betcha.
Throw your irons down, Ryder.
Sure.
That's better. Now tie him up, boys. And, Ryder, if you'll take my advice, you'll stop acting like a smoke-crazy coyote and come along with us peaceful. If you don't, you'll sure end up full of slugs.
Mr. Kirk. Sheriff said him okay.
Too bad he can't mind his own darn business. I'm running this jail, not him. All right, come along then. But no monkey business or I'll take it out of your red hide.
Well, howdy, Little Beaver. I knew you'd get in to see me somehow in spite of Stard and his gang.
Be glad to see him, you too, Red Rider.
Remember what I said, Injun. No more than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And no monkey shines.
Sit down, son, and listen carefully. I'm in about the worst mess I've ever been in. And we got to work fast to get me out of it.
You'll betcha me working fast, Red Rider.
They're going to put me on trial tomorrow for murdering the bank cashier, and that doesn't leave us much time. That varmint Stard sure framed a fine case against me.
We got him chanced like Goofer with Panther.
The only thing that might help is if we can get Cashman, the lawyer, to handle my case. He's the best legal mind in these parts and a fighting fool, too.
You want me to get him here fast?
Just as quick as your paint horse can carry you. And tell Cashman to be sure to check up on what Stard was doing at the time of the shooting and try to find out if he's short in his accounts at the bank. You savvy?
Me savvy.
Fine. Now, don't waste a second, Little Beaver. And keep your eyes peeled for Stard and his gang because they'll stop at nothing to get me. And remember, son, if you and Cashman let me down, I'm a cinch to wind up dancing and same here.
Bigger squeezes easy.
Gosh, take it easy, Stud. It's me, Kurt.
Oh, you stone-headed fool. What do you mean skulking around my house like a coyote? You're lucky I didn't blast you to kingdom come. Close that door and come on in here.
I had to see you, Stud, about Ryder.
Listen, anytime you got to talk to me, come to the bank like you was a customer.
All right, all right. Ain't no need for getting so riled. I got something important to tell you.
Well, go ahead.
That Injun kid, Little Beaver, got to talk to Ryder a few minutes ago.
Didn't I tell you to keep that brat out of there?
Of course you did, Stard, but I couldn't stop him. The sheriff said it was all right for him to see Ryder, and, well, I couldn't do nothing about it.
Well, the sheriff did he? If he ain't careful, this town will need a new sheriff. Now go on, what else happened?
Well, Ryder told the kid to get Abe Cashman to handle this case.
Cashman's a clever lawyer. Might start punching holes in our case.
You just say the word, and I'll plump that old coot so full of slugs he'll wish he'd never studied law.
No, I got a better idea. Nobody'll be able to trace it to me.
Yeah? What's that?
You go around the cafes and start hitting. The sheriff is going to sneak Ryder out of the county to have him stand trial at Ballard. Make it sound like Ryder has paid the sheriff off. Savvy?
Sure. Anything else?
No, I just want the citizens of Greasewood to get so fighting mad that they'll bust right into jail and take Ryder and the law into their own hands.
Doggone it, Redhead. You sure make your story sound like sense. But I can't just go ahead and arrest Stard without no evidence.
Oh, I realize that, Sheriff, but I'm afraid Cashman hasn't enough time to dig up absolute proof.
I'd like to see you get a fair shake. Judge Wilbur is sort of... Hey, wait a minute. What is this? Well, what's up? Sounds like a 4th of July celebration or something.
Maybe you'd better take a look under that window, Sheriff.
Yeah. Well, I'll be darned. There's a mob heading this way, and they look awful mean.
Look like they're coming to get me?
Well, they better not try, Ryder. No lot of hoodlums is going to run wild over my range as long as I'm Sheriff. Hey, them varmints mean business, Ryder. Guess I'd better bar the door just in case. Hey, you outside! Quiet, you hear me? Break up that mob quick or I'll lock up the lot of you. Well, you ain't gonna get him. I ain't so sure he's a murderer. Anyway, he ain't until the court decides that tomorrow. Said by Jupiter. Stop acting up and move along before I start feeding you with a lead spoon.
Sheriff, if you try to stop us, you're sure going to get messed up.
Sheriff, let me out of the cell and give me a gun. Between us, we can make a stab at standing off these buzzards.
All right, Redhead. If you give me your word, you won't make a break for it.
You've got it, Sheriff.
Here, take this sick gun. And you better do some plain and fancy shooting if they start busting through that door.
Thanks, Sheriff. Now, let those polecats come on.
Listen, you men. This is your last chance. The first sidewinder who shows his face through that door is going to end up in Boot Hill. Blast them, Ryder. They're breaking through. We can't hold off for long, Ryder.
Well, I'd a lot rather say something's happening, Sheriff.
What?
See out the window. They're running away.
What's that? Why, sure enough. Look. Oh, there's some of my deputies out there, just in the nick of time.
And there's Little Beaver with them, right up in front.
Yeah.
He must have rounded them up. Hi, Little Beaver. You sure came through when we needed you most. A few more minutes and that mob would have torn us to pieces.
Plenty big crowd here to see him trial, Mr. Cashman.
Yep, just about the biggest I ever saw in Greasewood. Here, Little Beaver. Let's grab the side door of the courthouse.
What chance Red Ryder really got to get him free, Mr. Cashman?
Yeah. Looks a lot better than it did a few hours ago. I just found out that Stark...
Hey, who do you think you are, trying to push me around as if you owned the whole boardwalk?
I didn't push you. Stepped right in my way.
Oh, one of them tough hombres, eh? Just burning for trouble.
No, I'm not burning for trouble. You deliberately walked into me. Now get out of my way.
Why, you stupid old goat. No man is going to call Buck Slot a liar and keep on living.
You kill him! Kill him, Mr. Cashman!
Sure, I killed him. I killed him in self-defense. But I got witnesses right here to prove that he drawed his gun first.
Court stands adjourned until the jury is ready to report its findings.
How things looking, Red Ryder?
Did you see those jurors?
Looking like rustlers.
Yeah, that's just how I feel about them, Little Beaver. Start pack that jury box. I might have stood a chance with Cashman defending me, but... Well, he's dead, and I'm in the tightest spot I've ever been in. But I got an idea. Maybe it'll work, and maybe it won't, but it's my only chance. It's all up to you from now on, Little Beaver. If you fail, nothing can save me from the noose.
Gentlemen of the jury, have you reached a verdict?
We have, Your Honor. We find the defendant guilty of murder is charged.
All right now, out of my way.
Stop him! Stop, Ryder! I'll let that murder get through that window.
Get out of my way, you sidewinder. Anybody who tries to stop me is going to get this chair bent over his head.
Ryder, you blasted fool! Hold it or I'll let you have. Well, I'll be jiggered. Red jumped clean through that window and landed right on his horse. Look at that redhead go. Well, ain't nobody going to catch him now.
We return to the adventures of Red Rider in just a moment.
Your participating Southern California Chevrolet dealer doesn't want you to have to put off buying a new Chevy any longer, so he's going to help you put off paying for one. Here's the deal. With low GMAC financing, a qualified buyer can take delivery on any new Camaro, Cavalier, S10 truck, Chevette, Citation II, or Celebrity in stock by January 21st, and you won't have to make a monthly payment until March 20th. Hurry, offer ends today.
See your Southern California Chevrolet dealer and get what you're driving for.
This is KNX Los Angeles, the station that does the best job of covering the news.
Now we return to the second act of tonight's Red Rider adventure. For the moment, at least, Red has escaped the gallows by leaping out of the courtroom window and onto Thunder under a plan worked out with Little Beaver. Now Red and his Indian pal are following a trail in the hilly country.
Well, I guess we better catch our breath for a while, at least until the posse picks up our trail again, Little Beaver.
That's sure close shave for you, huh, Red Rider?
Well, I sure came close to getting my neck straight that time. I'm grateful to you for the way you got those folks to yell fire, Little Beaver.
Where are we going now, Red Rider?
Well, one place we're not going to is to Painted Valley. That's the first spot the sheriff and his men are bound to head for. We're going to a good hideout I know of in a canyon where we can lay over until the search cools off. Then I've got to figure out some way to prove that I didn't gun down that cashier. Well, that's the last of the coffee, Little Beaver.
The water tasting better anyhow, Red Rider.
It's for a little lad like you, but, well, worse than that, all our other supplies are about gone, too.
We sneak him into Greece wouldn't get him supplies, Red Rider.
I'm afraid that wouldn't work, son. With Stott and his cutthroats overrunning the town, not to mention the sheriff's men, it would be too risky.
Oh, Little Beaver not afraid? Could slip him in Saturday night, and nobody see him in big crowds.
Hey, maybe you could get away with it at that. Yes, I guess it's the only play left for us, unless we want to starve. All right, go ahead, Little Beaver. But be mighty careful. If Stott and his coyotes get their hands on you, they'll treat you plenty rough.
Kirk, you see that kid, the one over there carrying the sack?
You mean that little shaver walking close by that building, Stubb?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be done. It ain't that engine maverick, Little Beaver.
Right. Now keep your eyes on him and don't let him get away.
He ain't got a gopher's chance of getting away with me watching him. What are you going to do, grab him?
Of course not. He'd squeal like a stuck pig and draw a crowd. No, we'll just trail him and he'll lead us straight to where Ryder's hiding.
Just like taking candy from a papoose, eh?
Yep. And don't forget something else, Kirk. I fixed it so the sheriff has posted a reward for that blasted cowhand, dead or alive. You know, I got a hunch that Ryder's going to get himself killed resisting arrest. Quiet, boys. Sound like a herd of buffaloes on the rampage.
There they are, down in the hollow. See the campfire to the left of that big tree, Stern?
Yeah, I see it all right, Kirk. Are the rest of the boys staked out where they're supposed to be? Surrounding the camp?
Sure thing, boss.
Fine. Well, this is the payoff for that wiseacre, Ryder. Get your guns ready.
Right.
We go after him when I fire one shot. And remember what I said. He ain't going to come out of this thing alive. Ryder has to get killed resisting arrest.
What was that, Little Beaver? Did you hear it?
No hearing anything, Red Rider. Maybe just coyote looking for supper, that's all.
I only hope it was a four-legged coyote. Listen, better get close to your pinto, Little Beaver. We may have to get out of here on the double.
Get going, Little Beaver. Those varmints are coming after us. Here, Thunder. Steady now.
We get him away fast. You betcha.
Put on your eyes, Ryder. We got you surrounded.
Here's your answer, the kind you ought to stand best, right from my heart to yours. Hurry, Little Beaver. They've almost got him. All right, jump to him, Thunder. Come on. Sidewinders, but he's coming back to settle accounts with you. All right, pound that dust, Thunder. Come on, Thunder.
Well, it was a close shave, Little Beaver. Little Beaver. Little Beaver, where are you? Good grief, the youngster's missing.
Well, you sure did a slick job of lassoing that engine, kid, Kirk. But Ryder still don't know what happened to him.
I'd have given my best six gun to see his face when he found the kid wasn't there.
Yeah. How's he behaving?
Just like a little red angel, stud. There ain't much else he can do, I guess. You get him tied and gagged in the next room.
Ah, that's fine. When you want to set a trap for Ryder, there ain't nothing like a little beaver for bait.
You mean you figure that Ryder's going to try to blast his way into your house to get the kid, eh?
If I know that cowhand, he'll come raring after Little Beaver. And when he does, he's playing right into our hands.
I'll be back soon if my luck holds good.
Get him up and keep him up, Ryder. I got a slug waiting for you with your name on it.
Kirk, I thought I recognized your voice, you low-down polecat.
Yes, it's Kirk, all right. We've been expecting you'd stick your nose in here pretty soon.
Sorry I didn't disappoint you, Kirk.
Now, don't try to be smart and pull any tricks. I got a black ace right in my hand here, and I can play it fast.
Do you think I'm loco enough to try anything with you holding that six gun? But
here's something you hadn't bargained for, Kirk. Right on the jaw. Oh!
Let go of that gun, you fool. You haven't got a chance.
Let go yourself before it blows your head off.
Oh, you crazy coyote. I warned you might get shot wrestling for that gun.
Oh, get me to a doctor, will you, Ryder? I'm done for if you don't.
Sure, I'll get you to a doctor. But first, you and I are going to make a deal. Did Stard kill that cashier?
Oh, sure. He gunned down Summers. I saw him do it.
Why?
Because Summers found out that Stard was stealing from his own bank. Was going to squeal.
But why did he try to pin the blame on me?
Stard's a pal of Ace Hanlon's. Ace wanted him to frame you for the trouble you got him into.
That's all I want to know. Well, I'll take you to the sheriff and let you tell him what you just told me. I'll get a sawbones for you while you're talking to him.
We gotta hurry, right?
We'll hurry, all right. Don't you worry about that, because if the sheriff doesn't hear your story, I'm as good as dead myself.
Reach for the ceiling, Sheriff, and fast. Sorry to bust into your office this way, but I'm in a hurry.
Ryder, you with a price on your head walking right into jail?
Sheriff, we haven't any time to waste. I got Kirk outside, badly wounded. The double crosser's been working for Stard undercover.
What?
He's going to tell you the truth. That Stard killed that cashier. Then I want you to round up your deputies as fast as you can. We're going to Stard's house to get him before he and his vultures kill Little Beaver. Horses here, Sheriff, before we get too close to Stard's house.
That's right.
Whoa. Well, what are you figuring on doing, Ryder? This is your party.
Well, you and your deputy sneak up as close as you can to Stard's men without being spotted. Then wait until you hear shooting start in the house.
Well, what'll you be up to, Ryder?
I've got to find a way to slip by them and into the house before Stard has a chance to do Little Beaver any harm.
I savvy, Redhead.
Now, I'll fire a couple of shots as soon as I get Stard under control. That's your signal to round up his bodyguards outside.
All right. I'll pass the word along to the boys.
But for Jupiter's sake, Sheriff, don't you start the fireworks until you hear my signal. If you do, you'll stir up a nest of rattlers ready to strike.
Well, Little Beaver, you're just about the nicest behaving little engine boy I ever did see. Maybe it's because you're gagged and tied, huh? Who's there?
It's me, Scott.
Well, just a minute, and I'll unbar the door. What in blazes is the matter with you, Slot? Looks like you've seen a ghost.
Stard, the house is surrounded. I just managed to slip by him when I come back from town.
Jumping polecats. Who are they?
I don't know exactly, but I think I recognize one of the sheriff's deputies.
Slot, tell the boys to start blasting them, Jasper.
Right, boss.
Yeah, if Ryder's out there, little beaver, he's forgetting one important thing. I got an ace in the hole as long as I got the pal here.
This is the sheriff,
Thorne.
We corralled your gang of killers, and you're going to go for chance of escaping.
It ain't going to be as easy as all that, Sheriff. I got something to stop you with. You're going to fight a dead engine, kid, if you and your boys break in here.
I am warning you not to try anything like that, Thorne.
Loud talking ain't going to scare me none, Sheriff. Hold still, you consarned brat. Take this gag out of your mouth so you can yell to your pals outside to play this my way.
Me not gonna cry him like baby.
You'll do what I tell you, you little pester. I'll finish you off right now.
Oh, you want, Scott? Keep your hands away from your irons and put them up high, or I'll empty my six gun into you.
What's your gun, Red Rider?
Why, you red-headed buzzard, you're asking for this.
Here's one that'll pin your ears back, you black-hearted buzzard.
You knock him out cold, Red Rider. His head will ache him for a long time now.
Yes, and when he gets over this headache, the sheriff is going to give him one, a permanent one. Lucky for both of us, Stunt was so interested in all the excitement out in front, he didn't hear me crawl up to the window. All right, come on in, Sheriff. We got a candidate for the gallows waiting for you.
I saw Judge Wilbur this morning, Ryder. He gave you a clean bill of health.
Well, I'm sure glad to hear that, Sheriff. I never did hanker to be a fugitive from justice.
You don't like him either. Rather go him hunting than be him hunted. You'll bet you him.
Well, then, how about it, son? Let's be on our way.
Hurry back, Red. And good luck to both of you.
Get him up, Papoose. Get along. Get...
So long, Sheriff. See you soon.
All right, get going, Thunder.
Drive.
Come on, Thunder.
Thank you. Fred Rader for Federated with remarkable remote control savings on an RCA 25-inch color console TV. Channel-locked digital command remote. 127-channel cable capable at a low $499.72.
Yow!
Oh, that's what I said when they told me. I said $499.72. Yow! Whoa! Well, Hey, easy. You know, I wish I could show you this set. It's so beautiful. It has knobs and everything, but this is radio. So you'll have to go to Federated, and then you won't have to sit around watching your radio anymore. You'll have been Federated. Hi, still Fred, holy moly rated with Federated and the best buy ever on an incredible complete Fisher system.
Yeah!
Oh, you'll rush out on a foaming frenzy for Fisher with 100 watts per channel, integrated amp, 5-band graphic equalizer, direct drive turntable, double cassette deck with Dolby noise reduction and 3-way bass reflex speakers. Yes, it's sold in stores for $12.99. Now Federated pulverized the price, $6.99. That's beautiful, huh? This system is completely smog-free, contains no MSG. At $6.99, you buy two of them, crank them up, and your ears will turn to jello.
This is the news station, KNX 1070.
Don't miss the next exciting episode of Red Rider.